when an area has 90% selling, you know, you could be really quite imperfect a property showing up at the dance. When the success rate is only 60%, 40% of listings are failing, it should be treated somewhat of a warning sign that your property might actually have slow, very half a percent appreciation, but you could be looking at 1% or so depreciation while your house sits there. The thing is, this didn't happen overnight. If you're looking at a 40% failure rate of listings around you, buyers are voting. They're saying the houses are dated. There's more new construction nearby. They're picking something else. There's something about the economics in the area. Again, most people look at closed sales and never look at failed listings to say, first of all, what do they look like on paper? But why did that house fail that has a brand new kitchen? Things like that, or its features? Or was it a dog of a house and it didn't sell? What was it? It's not a good trend. It's really a warning sign that you don't want to be going even further down where the failure rate is even higher, because then you're looking at much stronger depreciation per year. Are you on the uptick moving toward a normal market, or is it going down to a very heavily favored buyer's market? 60% success rate is a buyer's market. It's not horrible, but it is the probability that most people are not going to get anywhere close to what they were thinking. Of course, some sellers sell in one day based on their motivation or something like that, or their features were just outstanding and it matched the market and was the best house out there. But in a marketplace where 40% fail, you're looking at a lot of the listings, and we could produce this for you if you ask your agent for the velocity report, and we can show you at 40% fail rate, almost every single active listing has had at least one price reduction. Most of the properties under contract have had one or multiple price reductions. It just has to happen that way when the failure rate is this high. When 90% of listings succeed, there's almost no price reductions going on. Properties are going over list price. What the purpose of the velocity report for you is to help you measure the momentum in the marketplace and how it affects your property value. And again, rare is the time a homeowner studied anything but comparable, you know, closed properties. And now, with the agent economist, if you will, it's becoming more important to gather more information, because the property you own is an asset. And sometimes it's the most expensive asset or investment anybody will ever have. By having this information, we hope it serves you to, if you will, time the marketplace, or at least understand what's happening to your property's value while you live in it. Thank you.